My older brother was more inclined to be a fisherman.
Willard Nelson was born on November 11, 1914, and grew up in Lützen, the grandson of Swedish immigrants Charles Axel and Anna Nelson, the founders of Lützen Resort.
The main resort was mainly a house and a store in the beginning, and then it was built up further. But I remember being there where it was a house, and my grandma was in it. And in the winter time, they weren't open then in those days. And so my dad took me with him down there sometimes in the winter time when he brought supplies or stuff to them.
Willard's father, Carl, was the eldest of the Nelson children and was a commercial fisherman on Lake Superior.
My dad was a good fisherman, and when I was maybe 4 or 5 years old, it was my job to watch him carefully where my father was out there picking his nets. And when he dropped his nets and started to row toward shore, we dropped everything and ran for the beach. And the reason for that was to be there when he got to the beach, and we were ready to snap a cable on the hook in front of the skiff. And then we dashed up the bank and on the level spot, and there was the winch. And we got on that and started winching that boat up while my father guided it over those slide sticks.
When Willard got a little older, he would help his father on the lake.
This is something that nobody would want to believe now, but I was a boy out on the ice with my father when he picked his nets under the ice. Now, can you imagine doing something like that? Well, with an ice pick, they had chopped a hole, and they had a long pole, and every little ways of the length of that, they tied a rope on this end of it. They shoved it under the ice till it came to that other hole. Then they pulled it up and went cut another hole and do the same thing. And pretty soon my dad was able to drop a line down and pull a net down and set them in the middle of the winter under the ice. Well, that's when fish were at a premium and we could get the most for them. And then we'd go out and cut that hole open and get a hold of one end of the net and pull them up on the ice, pick the herring out, and then reverse reset it. And it was hard work. So I determined early in my life I wasn't going to be a fisherman. My older brother, he went for it, but not me. No, I was not going to be out in that lake freezing and cutting holes in the ice. That's my fish story.
In the early 1920s, Willard's father, Carl, built a resort on Caribou Lake north of Lützen. It was called the Portage Resort. Willard, along with his brothers and sisters, worked at the resort.
Everybody worked hard, and that included us kids. My father was brought up by C.A. Nelson, who was the founder of Lützen, and they worked their kids like you know what.
One of Willard's jobs was as a fishing guide at the resort.
I spent hours and hours rowing the boat for usually two men around Caribou Lake while they fished. And I discovered a new world because as I rowed the boat, they talked to themselves, not to me. But I listened and I heard about a world that I wasn't familiar with at all, and it put a thought in my mind that when I got older, I wanted to go to this city and see what things were and maybe make a living. Well, one day I had been out in a lake rowing this boat for a man, as he was trolling, and he kept asking me questions and little things like that, which I tried to answer. And when we came ashore, he said, "Where is your mother? I'd like to talk to your mother." And I said, I don't know, but I can go look for her. I think she was probably at the laundry or someplace around the resort. And he said, would you please do that? So I went and got my mother. And I can remember standing on the dock, and he said to my mother, you got quite a boy here. And my mother looked at it and it was, you know, nodded her head, glad to hear that. Yes, he said, I'm very interested in listening to him answer questions and whatnot while we were out fishing. If I had a job for him, would you let him come to St. Paul and work for me? And my mother said, oh, no way. He's never been out of this small town here, and to let him go into a city as young and as you know, inexperienced as he was, no, I won't let it. Well, my mother had a sister visiting her at the time who was from St. Paul, and she heard that, and she said, Phoebe, if you let him come down, I got an extra bedroom, and he can stay with me, and it's only two blocks to Brown and Bigelow. That's a big calendar house. That's what they made calendars. So that's how I got to go to St. Paul. I found that I was able to get to meet people, get to know them, and I've met some very, very wonderful people. And that helps you along life's way too. It's been a good life.
You've been listening to Moments in Time, an original series produced at WTIP North Shore Community Radio in Grand Marais, Minnesota, online at WTIP.org. It's about sharing stories and preserving memories from our region's past. Today's edition featured North Shore native Willard Nelson, who turned 99 on Monday, November 11th, 2013. For WTIP, I'm Kara Thomas.